And welcome to another Authority Agency Member Spotlight. Today, glad to finally be able to get Mr. Alex Chang Ho. Alex, how you doing?
Doing great, man.
Well, fantastic.
I'm glad that we get to talk. I know I've been sick and stuff like that, so...
Well, it is, because I get to watch what you're doing out there, and I get to see, you know, you're someone that's out there that's... You've kind of built your own little cottage industry in what you're doing with a lot of the stuff that we've been doing in agency. Now, you've been in agency for a while, and you know, you just like a lot of people, you had some false starts trying to figure out where you're trying to find that traction and get that confidence in what you're doing. So you know, right now you certainly found that with the Bullyproof a book series, and I want to get to that. But let's go back to when you first discovered agency, and because I think your story is a common one, is you jumped in, and you know, who did you first start trying to work with?
Yeah, so I actually joined, I think probably November 2014, and kind of watched from the sidelines and stuff like that, and I'd seen some people doing the books and things, but it attracted me because. It was helping people in a really, really unique way, which was, you know, building their authority. Obviously, we know this is building up their authority. But yeah, I had a couple of false starts. In fact, one of the big things that I would say that I did for several months was watch and do nothing. And I can just tell all the agents out there, if you just sit there and watch and do nothing and try to learn, then guess what? You ain't gonna get nothing. you're gonna get no results because you're just watching. And so finally, I was trying to figure out some market to work with, and I'd been consulting with martial arts schools. And at the time, I'd hit really a low point. My income was about maybe $1,000 a month. Maybe it might have been $1,500 at the time. I'm not sure. I wasn't making very much, and I said I got to do something different. So. I thought at first, okay, well, I'm going to try to help local people. What a great idea. And so using the tools out there, especially the article, positioning articles, interviewing people, I thought would be a great way. And I kind of floundered around trying to figure out. I had my martial arts niche, but I thought to myself, maybe that's not what I want to do. Maybe I want to try to work with local businesses. Maybe I want to do this. And of course, there's lots of opportunities everywhere, Jack. Like I ran into – like I was at a local fair and I thought – I saw a guy that was doing SAT prep. I thought I could help him out. And then there was a lady doing tutor. I could help her out. And then there was a chiropractor. And there was like everyone out there. And
so you almost went to the extreme. So you went from sitting and watching, doing nothing, to trying to help
everyone. I had to do something, man.
Right?
I had to do something.
But you jumped right into trying to help everybody. And then what, of course, happens when you try to help everybody?
You help nobody because I was helping everyone, but one, I didn't even have traction with one. In fact, here's what happened, and I don't know if this ever happened with anyone else. I'm a good starter, and I would go with these folks, but honestly, I would just like drop off because I'd be on to the next person, and I really didn't know what more to do after that initial article. So I did an article with a hypnotist guy, and I did an article with an SAT prep guy, and I did an article with a chiropractor who was doing something unique. But I had kind of no follow-on. So well,
and you
I
didn't
was
probably
really
know
busy.
Their businesses that deeply.
I didn't at all.
It really is tough to jump in and try to figure out a bunch of different types of businesses and deep. And one of the secrets to being really good at what you do, especially when you're helping clients, is to not just understand their business, but understand, you know, what their customers problems are and what they're dealing with. And when you do that, you've kind of got an exponential jump on just about anybody else that's just trying to do marketing, right?
That's right, because they feel like they get that you get them and you get their clients. And even for new people, if, for example, if you're helping out a certain industry, if you find one that you kind of can resonate with, I just like research and study it and really know it and then walk in and feel like, oh yeah, well, I can help your people. I even, at one point, Jack, I was interested in helping out the CrossFit industry. So you know what I did is I joined CrossFit so I could try to understand and start to feel like, okay, well, I'm getting this. It turned out it wasn't really a good fit for me personally, but Like, yeah, so that's where I was at. I went from doing nothing and watching to trying to help everyone. And then a little bit at a time, I really felt like, okay, you know what? I know who I can help the most. And it was clear because my income affected, like it was reflected. You know, I'd ask people to work with me. Like I pitched a couple of chiropractors and I still have a chiropractic client. They're really awesome, but I would go and I would, you know, make an offer to people that I thought I could help. And the ones who said yes happened to be in an area that I knew extremely well, which was martial arts. So it probably showed in the way that I worked with them and I talked to them. And so I got going with that, and I started off with positioning articles and news releases, as a lot of us will do, getting them up on Authority Press Wire, getting them up on small business trendsetters. And then the real change happened when I was able to take the tool of the multi-author book, and that's with Bullyproof. The funny thing was I had already conceived of Bullyproof before the book thing ever happened. It was to solve a problem of I have one local client who I used to be partnered with. I used to actually run the schools, and we were having trouble getting into local elementary schools. They said no martial arts is allowed. And so I was consumed with this question of how can I get back in? How can we get them back in? And we couldn't do it from a martial arts standpoint. So I thought, well, what's a hot topic? And I thought, bullying. Okay. Bullying would be good. So we do all this, but you know, the bully prevention stuff, but everyone and their grandma has a bully prevention program. I said, what can make them stand out? What can make them be the ones that say, you know what, the principal saying, I want to go with these guys because they know what they're talking about. And the book was a perfect fit.
It is. And I think what you did there is a perfect example for people to really understand at a much deeper level, is that when you said a word that I think people need to really focus on, this word, and the topic of bullying, right? That word is topic, because a lot of people, when they do these books, they focus on the professional that they're working with. And so let's jump to the Bullyproof, that you didn't go and start putting together a book with a theme of, the country's top martial arts experts. Right.
Right. Right.
So where it was focused on the professional, you focused on the market. You focused on the topic of bullying. So it wasn't about just a martial arts book. It was a book about a real problem that exists in just about any, you know, area of this country, whether it's in schools and you know, neighborhoods or whatever. And I think that was a key difference, is when you approach these people, you're not saying, hey, can I do a book that is going to talk about you as a martial arts expert? Can I have you in a book? Would you like to be in a book about this topic of bullying, in which you will be, speak as an authority on some of the prevention and ways to solve this and this
that's
outcome.
Right.
And that is a huge, huge difference. And I think that's one of the reasons that Bullyproof has been successful. And also the fact that you had those thoughts because you were close into martial arts and understanding the problem of getting into the schools. That's a problem that most people, if they were just a marketers, would never see if they said, hey, I'm going to go and help martial arts schools, right?
Right. Well, it's, you know, as marketers, coaches, whoever it is, we have to ask, well, what's the problem we're going to solve with whatever we do? You know, if you're a chiropractor, you know, you've got back pain. Okay, well, that's what their clients need. And I was thinking, I can't be, or this particular school can't be the only school that can't get into schools. So what's going to solve it? Okay, this book, this could do it and align with the topic. And again, let me reiterate what you just said, Jack. Sometimes I'll work with people and they will actually be more, if I were to go to them and say, hey, I want to feature you, they would actually gravitate away from it because they might, you know, a lot of people are taught, you know, you need to be more humble. It's not all about you. And depending on the industry, you might have more of that than others. And in martial arts, it's kind of polarized one way or the other. You got to be super humble, or you got to be the most, you know, outgoing person in the whole world. And they might not have been receptive to, like, oh, I want to talk about, you know, I'm going to talk about me. No. When they see, oh, we're going to talk about this issue. Oh, yeah, I'd like to talk about that. I can do that. I've already been helping people with that. And then also when people talk about, you know, who's going to read the book, obviously we know that we're going to really push it ourselves. But even with that bit of, you know, openness, okay, I'm going to sell you a book. I want you to read a book about me. Okay. You know, yeah, exactly. Some people are going to buy it. But, you know, there's this book about bullying. Oh, yeah. This is so great here, Jack. I was talking with my friend yesterday, and he said this. He said, I had dinner with my neighbor. They're in Colorado. I had dinner with my neighbor yesterday. They know about your book. And I was like, wait, hold on, what? I happened to have a client who was who's in the general vicinity, who is an author of it, but this random person has read the book because – of the topic. It's not because of Alex Chango. It's not because of the author, but because of the topic. And so it actually does have a little wider appeal for some that might actually want to pick it up. And so when we talk about our clients who are business owners, is someone who might be interested in that book. It's about the topic. It's not about the person.
Yeah, and I think that's something that can be subtle and people miss that at how important that is. And I think also what you did is you didn't sell the book on the face of, hey, you want to be in a book. You've positioned your opportunity to be in the book as a solution to be able to get more opportunities with schools to yes. be able to speak at programs. So I think that's a really important piece, because a lot of times when people are trying to sell book chapters, they try to sell the actual features of the book. You know, hey, how would you like to be in a book? You're going to get to be in your own chapter, and your picture's going to be in there, and that and those features. Where you said, hey, I have this a book series that I put in, and it is really helpful in separating you, helping you stand out, and it's a solution to you being yes. able to get more, to be able to speak more to schools and other organizations about your programs indirectly, where you're not selling, hey, we're going to teach you how to fight, but instead we're going to teach about how to cope and overcome, you know, the issues of bullying.
That's exactly it. And helping them. Now, I particularly in my business, because this is my lane, I help with the marketing around it as well, which is my follow-on. But for everyone, as long as we take the book, and again, it's not about the book. It's what's the book, what is being in a book and having a book gonna, how's it gonna transform their business? And that's one of the things that all agents will just need to listen to their clients or their prospects, whichever one it's going to be at that time, and see how does this fit in. Do they need more clients? Do they need? Do they feel like they need a little more recognition? Hey, some people might just want to be in a book. That's okay. I've got people that chose to be in the book not because they're already in all the local schools. They're perhaps the most successful school in their martial arts school, I should say, in their town, and they want to make sure that doesn't change. So it's finding out what does that particular prospect need. Well, I'm already the best. I want to make sure that number two is way behind. Okay, we'll use this. That's going to help secure your spot. Okay, I'm in. Write the check. Run the credit card. So it's not about the book. I don't think the dude's hardly used the book, but he knows he can use that anytime he wants to stand out from that number two spot.
Yeah, and I think that's the, you know, I often say, kind of in, I guess, little catchphrases is, you know, don't write a book to have something to sell. Write a book to have something that sells you. And I think that's exactly what you provided to this, your particular niche with these martial arts school is none of them come into this with the expectations that, oh, this is going to be great. I can get a bunch of these copies of books and I can sell them and make some extra money. they're coming into this book, and they want to get them into as many hands as they can, because it sells them as, you know, being authorities on this particular on the subject matter, being a subject matter expert on a bullying solution. So I think you've really you know, pegged it as far as all those subtle elements to the bully proof. So so we've talked about how important that topic is. Now let's get into some of the mechanics where there's a lot of people that, you know, that wait, or they watch, or they, I got to learn this first. I have to learn this first. And while you did watch a bit up front, you're not the type of person, at least you don't strike me the type of the person in the interactions that we have, that you have to know exactly how everything works and all the moving parts before you commit to putting it together. What did you know about putting together a book before you put together that first bully proof book?
Here's what I knew. I knew that it would be really cool. I knew that I'd have to interview them, and I knew that I need to have someone write it. And I'll tell you, I did part of that myself. I also quickly learned that I should, that I may not be the very best person to do that. But I pretty much knew that, all right, I want this outcome. I'm going to have to talk to a bunch of people for a while. I made a list of questions, and I recorded it. I went to Fiverr, had it transcribed, and I found one person who could write for me. I told him what I was doing. He said it sounded pretty cool. Honestly, he wasn't the best, you know, most qualified person in the whole world. Not from Writer Access, 5 stars. He was a buddy of mine that I knew from the martial arts industry that was a grad student, and loved to write. I'm like, okay. So if you look at the quality of writing in Bullyproof, the first volume of it, and what we're putting out now, there's a big difference in the quality. And that's just my personal preference. However, in terms of the results, there's not that much difference. And I think one of the keys is, you know, we might try to say, okay, we need to have everything perfect. I need to get the best writer now. I need to make sure my whole production is in place before I start doing anything. And the fact is, we just need to start. And if you've got people that are a little friend, you know, we call them the friendlies, the people that you know, that you already know and trust, maybe you've worked with them in the past, and hey, you know, I'm putting together this book, I'd like you to be in it, I think it'll be pretty cool, here's how much it's going to cost, then that is a perfect way to start. And if you're just open up front with them from the beginning, like, it's you know, again, I'm working with friendlies. Don't do this to like new prospects that you've never met. Hey, I'm new at this. Would you like to be my guinea pig? No, people that you trust already or that know you. And even this one only had like 7 or 8 chapters. It wasn't super long. It was just over 100 pages. But I just got to it. The one thing I would have done different, if I were to go back, I would have started earlier. how often do we say that? But I got it out, and I kind of learned along the way. I used the resources we had. I got a I took a stock photo from Shutterstock or whoever, and I bought some $37 ClickBank e-covers thing, and I did a lot of it myself.
And when you put this together, and you didn't necessarily know how I was going to do it, but I guess you're one person I think that is good about using the resources and also the support in agency, that you don't try to imagine every possible problem or roadblock that you're going to face and try to solve them all first. You kind of solved them as you went through. Okay, I'm going to do this part. Yeah. Whoops, I hit a wall. Well, let me ask, you know, what do I do here? And then you move that all the way to doing your bestseller campaign. And when you did that, now, was the first one, obviously you do the physical books because these people want to be able to have the books to hand out. This is one thing that I don't think anyone can properly, you know, put into words or really understand unless they experience themselves. But I'm going to let you give it a shot. What was it like when you handed that first person their book and put it in their hands?
Well, let me start by talking about myself. Because I got that proof copy in. I couldn't believe it. Because I actually wrote the introduction. And by the way, if you haven't had some contribution in your book, you need to do it, because it changes, it gives you the bigger understanding of what's actually going on for your clients. So this, I've done a couple bestseller campaigns for people and it was cool, but it was completely different when it was for myself. And in the book that I wrote the introduction for, and I think I have a chapter in there too, when I had that in my hands and I was looking, it was like, wow, I've created this.
Yeah, it's an incredibly powerful thing.
And it is so powerful.
And on so many levels, not just that, hey, I have this cool thing, but, you know, your confidence changes, you know, your swagger changes, your ability.
Yes.
When you talk to people about it, changes.
When you can tell someone how awesome it's going to feel when they have their book, when they have their book, and you have held your own book in there. So whether it's through agency and the stuff that we have and the multi-author books that we have, or even your own, you got to do that. And then when I was able to share that with my clients and just seeing their faces, and because I would instruct them, hey, you know, here's what you need to do. You can take a selfie with it. When your print copy comes in and you're actually giving it to them and seeing how they feel, that this is their contribution to the world and it came from their heart, that it is so powerful. And you know, knowing that you made that possible for them is huge. So one, do it yourself, and two, give the gift. You know, when we're able to give the gift and see the looks on their faces, and even when, you know, it doesn't matter which way you're doing the little trophies and stuff, when they get their little trophy, whether you're doing the $19 one like I get, or you can get the really fancy crystal ones like a lot of people are getting, it's confidence changing for them. It's transformational for how people feel. When they realize, wow, this is, it's a reflection of who, and I love the way that we do our books, Jack, because it is truly a reflection of what they already have inside of them. It helps people be more of themselves in their business.
Yeah, especially when we take it from the educator advocate, which you're doing, you know, 10 times over with the Bullyproof, when they've done it from that educator advocate standpoint, rather than from, hey, look at me, I'm an expert. Standpoint that makes the recognition of the you know, you could give them a $5 trophy and the pride would be 100 times more, you know, than a lot of times when it's hey, look at me, I'm the expert, because it's more, I guess I hate to say, you know, like a real book, because it is a book meant for someone to benefit from reading.
Yes.
And so yeah, that's you've really and I know a lot of it's just been kind of serendipity the way you kind of put this together, but your end product is really powerful on a lot of different levels. So how many of the Bullyproof books have you put out now?
We now have 5 in print, and I'm about to open up number 6.
Now, does each time you put out a book become one of the biggest, probably sales assets you have to fill the next one?
I'm going to go in. Okay. Here's what I do with the series. So I just had one come out a few days ago or a few weeks ago, and the print copies are about to be shipped and stuff like that. And I'm really going to push my people to make a big deal with it. And post so that I can do my client brags about them. Because when they're celebrating that and they're showing their book and they're excited about that and it's coming again from that third person and I can show pictures of that. Look, I'm so proud of my client, Joseph, because he just got his books in and he's going to help so many people. Other people see that and they're like, well, how can I do that too? So I definitely use the success of a previous version of that book or previous volume on that book to push the next one, because we're getting the excitement, we're getting the results. When someone texts me and they say, hey, we just did a bully prevention seminar, we got in, we got into the school using the book, and now we've got 30 appointments on the books. I mean, that's the kind of thing. It's like, yeah, would you like this kind of thing too? So we, you know, I continually use this theme of here's the results one client's getting from using their tool. They're always already a really, really awesome person. They're an awesome business person. They're an awesome martial artist. Would you like the same results using this tool? And that's it. We're opening up. We're opening up the next volume next week. If you're interested, let me know.
Well, here's also one of the things that I want people to do, because we're about to do an interview for Influencers Radio. But again, it goes back to that topic, right? And the way that you put the series together, you can go out and promote this and do your own media around you, but you're not promoting you, Alex, as the person that that will put together a book for a fee. You're out there promoting your authors, the contributors to your book, and you're furthering the awareness on the topic. And that is going to give you a tremendous opportunity, because now you're being advocates for your authors. Mm-hmm. You know, you're showing them that this book is not just valuable because you're going to have it stacked up in your school or be able to hand out. It's going to be valuable because it's being talked about now in media, and Alex, the guy that puts this together, that publishes this, is really going the extra mile in getting awareness around this book series as well. And that's going to make it, you know, even more valuable in my opinion.
Well, I am seeing myself now, and you know, I've done, as many folks in agency do, I've done some other projects and things like that, and they're kind of side projects, but the bulk of my business has been through Bullyproof. And so I've made the decision over the past month that that's going to be my single front end. And I'm now positioning myself as the educator and the advocate for them. So my client, if I were a martial arts instructor, their client is, you know, the parents and the kids. My client is the people who help the parents and the kids, and being the educator and the advocate about the topic of bullying, and not just the topic of bullying, but also the importance of using this tool that we have to get more people educated and advocating for them. It's just so congruent. I'm doing the exact same thing as they are. I just do it at a slightly different level. My client is not, I'm not going to be talking about how to keep your kid bullyproof, even though I have a background in that. I'm going to be talking about how do you help your people know about being bullyproof so you can help even more, which is going to be attractive to them. So I'm going to be, I'm working on positioning myself as, okay, well, there's this whole community around bullyproofing. Would I like to be a part of that? And how do I be a part of that? Well, I need to, you know, get in this book. I need to be the authority. I need to be able to share this and educate my own clients.
Yeah. And I think, you know, with you doing that, it's probably the feels the most natural. And there's probably, you know, a lot of times when people try to force the authority thing or try to force being an authority in something that they may not feel their authority in, it doesn't feel natural. And it causes them to create their own obstacles. But when it becomes as natural as the way that you're doing it, and you feel the real pride behind what you're doing, and you feel, you know, the importance of what you're doing, then a lot of things open up for you. And I'm just extremely thrilled to be able to see that happening with you now. So let's get into a little bit of some of the motivation. Like I said, we like to do the good, bad, and the ugly. First of all, you know, what are some of the you know, which one of the biggest obstacles or roadblocks that you faced where you thought, oh man, maybe this isn't going to work, and what you did to get past that?
The biggest obstacle I've had recently was the writers and finding good ones. And you know what, let me not say just writers. It's the production of it. Let me just say this, everyone listening, chances are you ain't a writer. I know I'm not one. And trying to do a lot of the stuff yourself, I am a big advocate of knowing how to do things, because ultimately we are responsible for our business. But I don't need to design the covers. I don't need to write the books. I don't need to do all that stuff. I happen to interview people because I like it and I'm good at that. But I really, and it's in my interest because I want to know their business because I have a follow-on service that is about their business. But one, don't try to do stuff yourself. In my third volume, it was Christmas time and I was having trouble getting things done on time with my writer. So I took it upon myself to write some of the chapters. I think I wrote 3, maybe 4. Every single one of them, the author was like, essentially WTF, like, what is wrong? There's like the grammar is awful. There is not proofreaded, stuff like that. And I was like, oh my goodness, I'm never doing this again. I was trying to save a couple of bucks here and I wanted to get things out. Make sure that you've got, you don't have to do everything yourself. You might want to know it and learn how so you can explain to someone else. But once you find someone else who can do it, let them do it so you can do what you do best.
Yeah, I think that's also a good one is do it once if you feel like you have to find out how good you are at it and then make sure that you hire someone that's better than you, right?
Because then you realize I ain't that good.
Yeah, and because I think it's you know, what's the old with the lawyers, you know, the lawyer that defends himself as a fool for a client or something like that. I think that's the same thing. I think once people try to create their own book covers, a lot of times I understand at the beginning when it's grassroots, you put it together and do it one time, exactly like you said, so you know how it's done, but then make your mission to hire somebody that can do it better than you at some level. And you're going to find that one, your time frees up so you can do more important things. And I think it's also to recognize, like you said, when you do the interviews, because you're not doing the interviews to save time or money. You're doing the interviews because it gives you a deeper insight into their business. And you can probably, you have opportunity to hear their pains and almost use it as a gap analysis to see how you can help them even further. So that has a bigger purpose. And that's the one thing I encourage anyone to do. If you're going to do any part of this yourself, if you had to pick one piece, is do those interviews so that you can have that conversation with the people. So, you know, it's good that you worked through that. And it's also good that, you know, you saw firsthand that, okay, this just doesn't work. I need to fire myself as a writer editor. All right. So you get past that. And I think that's great advice. What do you think would you give to agents? Would you say to them, now, you know, kind of regardless, because there's some that are out there talking to people, they're trying to find that chiropractor, or, you know, I should go after cosmetic surgeons because I hear that they are a good niche. What would you say to those people that are trying to kind of find their way in that aspect?
I'd say this, if there's any area where you've got, it's not if there's any area, unless you're, I don't know if we have any 18-year-old, 19-year-old people in agency that haven't done a whole lot of stuff before. But if you've got some background, I'd start where you have some power and at least some authority and some trust, whatever industry it is. So if you've worked with chiropractors, do that. Or how about this? If you know some chiropractors, start there. Cosmetic surgeons, sure, they have a lot of money, but you know what? At the rates that we are charging, a lot of businesses can find that. I don't know if everyone's going to drop every single business is going to drop 10 grand or 20 grand for a full authority package with everything, and I don't know if every business can do that. But if we're talking the price range of, I don't know what people are charging nowadays. $1,000, $1,500, $2,000. Businesses can find that, and people are going to invest more in their business than they are going to be in themselves. So talk about why it's going to be good for their business, because then they can think, oh yeah, well, this is going to help me get some clients. And kind of along those lines, here's another thing. And Jack, actually, I learned this from one of the trainings that we did, which is pretty much this: charge whatever you feel comfortable charging. The only thing is, make sure that you're not losing money. So kind of calculate out how much is going to cost for my proofer and my editor and my writer and my cover and all that, and figure out what's going to be per head, and then charge whatever you feel comfortable charging, because you can always go up. I started charging. In fact, if you recall my first book, I didn't charge for it. I had ongoing clients. I just put them in it. The second book, I think I charged $1,500. The second and third one are $1,500, and now I'm up to two. So you can always go up, find whatever you feel comfortable charging. Just because someone else in agency is charging this much per book or this much per chapter, you don't have to charge that. Because if you try to charge, whatever, $10,000 for a chapter, and that prevents you from going and talking to people, you will sign. You will get zero. But if you charge $500 and you're confident with it and you can go and sell 10 of them, you've made $5,000. And then what you might find out is, man, that's a lot of work for $500. Let me charge $1,000 now. And then you go and do that. Man, that was cool. I think I can go up to $1,500 and start where you feel like you can give good service and you feel comfortable to sell it and just sell it. You can always do another book.
Yeah. And I think that's the key. I say, you know, when people say, how much can you charge? I say, you charge as much as you can look someone confidently in the eye and say, I can help you. Because that's what yes. has confidence. And I think I need to go back and look for a post I did when people ask, how much should I charge for this? How much can I charge for this? And there's an old saying, well, how long should a string be?
Right.
You know, it well depends what you know, what's the context. And I think that's really where it is. So I think, you know, that's great advice, because there is no one magic number. And the you know, whatever it is, get a check, regardless of especially if it's your first one. That first check, and I always tell people the importance of going from I'm going to be to I am, you know, I'm going to publish a book to I am a published author. It makes all the difference in the world in confidence, your ability to do it again and again and again. So I think I think you've established that. And that's why I've loved this conversation, is because you've were able to hit on a lot of things that are very subtle to what we're doing. And what you're doing demonstrates how powerful those slight little differences can be. And, you know, focusing on a topic rather than the expert, and you know, not waiting till you know every aspect of it before you get started. Because we have a lot of people in agency that are doing this on a regular basis. And, you know, there's always ask questions. You know, I don't know if there's have you done a bestseller campaign yet where you haven't asked a question?
A bestseller campaign where I haven't asked a question?
Yeah, because I know you'll come back. You know, you're one of the ones that you'll sell it, book it, do it, and then come back with, oh, wait a minute, what about this? Right? Which I love. Yeah, you know, I love it. You know, because you know, but you know, it's there. You know, the answer's going to be there.
Yes, that's. I mean, I'll schedule them. And I guess this is going to be a little plug for Master Plan too, just because, that has been, a huge thing for me. And it's simply because I know that you have my back. I know that agency has my back, and that certainty allows me to do what I do to run my business. I may not ask all the questions. I may not, I may not be answering all the questions. I try to participate in every single bestseller campaign that's out there. But I know that if the occasional time when I do have a question, someone's going to answer it. And more often than not, it's like right away. That is one of the most powerful things about being in this group that we're in. And frankly, here's what I know. This is a bestseller campaign I did back in January, I think. Something, and I picked the category perfectly. It was great. I had scheduled it in advance. And on the exact same day, some publisher, whoever it was, released a book that had a pretty wide release, and all of my stuff was totally thrown out the window. And I remember being at dinner freaking out. I was there with one of my clients, and I texted Jack, and I was like, I need some help. This book about cupcakes came out in the same category that I'm in, and it took number one. It was a very high number one, and we were able to work through that and still get a bestseller for my clients.
Yep.
So
I think that's what it is all about, is just that, you know, that extra layer of confidence, the net underneath you, whatever you think about it, it really is. It allows you to do things with confidence, and that's a huge, huge part of being successful in what you do.
And, you know, obviously we're not the only people in the universe that are doing bestseller campaigns. And I know a number of people in some of the circles I run in that are running their own and stuff like that. And I will tell you, the amount of stress that they go through, and the amount, you know, I look at their campaigns just kind of as an observer, and I see what they're doing and how much hard work they do. And we have it so much easier. We don't have to beg people to buy our books. We don't have to, like, I mean, it gets kind of annoying. Say, buy my book, when people are posting that all the time.
Well, they definitely do it the hard way, a lot of the people
that I see. They do it the hard way. And I'm like, wow. And sometimes I'll just be like, you know, and I just kind of, you know, just as a friend, like, you know, who is someone coaching you on this? And sometimes they are being coached on it. And I'm like, I'm not sure they know what they're doing. I mean, I say that to myself. But I see them trying to compete in very, very difficult categories and then trying to beg everyone to buy their book. Whereas we can do some really cool stuff with positioning and getting people to buy our book. But we don't even need to let anyone know. We've got the bestsellers already in our pocket.
Yeah, I think that's it. Yeah, I see people do it the hard way, and it's like, you know, a lot of people think they have to do it the hard way to make it feel right. But I'm perfectly happy the way we do it. Alex, I got to thank you for coming on and you know, laying this out and letting people know, you know, really that it does. You know, I think we talked about this before. The real secret to, if you wonder, does this stuff work? It'll say, you know, the answer is only if you let it.
Yeah.
And I think you've figured out how to let it work. And it's exciting to watch what you're doing. And I look forward to seeing you grow the whole Bullyproof series. It's really, really cool stuff what you're doing with that.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much. And I've got to thank you guys and all of Authority Nation just for the support, because I couldn't have done it without y'all's help.
Well, that's why I appreciate you giving back and sharing with people what we're doing. That's what it's all about. And I think it inspires others to go out and realize that it's something that they can do too. So there you have it, folks. Another agency spotlight. Remember, as always, you are the only real game changer.